It's been a long time since I've seen that old man. The Lion of the Khajiit Tribe battlefields. It'll be interesting to see him after 30 years. Saddle up a horse. I'll deliver the message.
So I see that you are free, finally, and that you escaped from the king's damn harem, Khatun.
You mean the very colorful wives. There are so many that even the king... he can't recognize them. I would have been a burden in his harem. After 30 years of living in a citadel... am I still young?
Yes. Yes, you are young. You are still young.
If I had married you back in the days when I was young, I would have been the wife of a tribal leader now.
I proposed to you 7 times, remember? You rejected me. You thought that you would become the queen of Iran.
The queen of Iran. Unaware of the destructive consequences. How many wives do you have?
3 I have. Just 3.
Only 3? How old are they?
1 is 18. The second, 25. The eldest, 40.
Interesting. You're all just the same, the lot of you. I'm here to ask you for some warriors. And some good shooters. The king has recently ordered Abbas Mirza to free Georgia and Yerevan from the Russian army.
I've heard some things about it.
It's not about the king's order. The Russians have exiled the Georgian Muslims. They've gone too far this time, they really have.
My riflemen are ready to be at your son's service. Just tell me when they have to get ready and mount their horses. And we'll be there with pleasure.
I'll inform you.
Mediguri Khan.
Yes, it is so good to see you as well, my friends. Please send the second greeting louder.
Did the courier deliver the message?
It was a message from the Crown Prince, but the King's handwriting. The condition is very critical. Abbas Mirza has asked for gunmen.
And?
Our rival is Russia.
Russia or England, it doesn't matter. What matters is that they're foreigners. I just want a little zeal, fellowship.
You can count on 400 Dulu's guns.
May Ali be with you and always protect you.
Same to you.
Farewell.
Do you want something?
I'm a traveler.
Welcome to you, brother.
I've heard Abbas Mirza is hiring gunmen for war.
Where do you come from?
I came from Tehran. I rushed here.
People are coming together, joining forces at the crossroads. You can join them if you would like to, brave man.
Goodbye for now.
Wait a minute, man. Don't waste your time for no reason. Don't stay here, cause they'll take you and send your corpse back to your mother. Go back to there. They themselves don't know what they're doing.
As far as I can tell, you'd like to eat sheep's heads and hooves.
What do you mean?
You talk too much.
I swear, I was just trying to guide him. I didn't say anything bad. Oh! Why are you looking at me? Little man, hey, giant! You're looking at me? Get lost! Go to work! Go back to work!
Shooters. We're here to see the Crown Prince, Abbas Mirza.
Stay in line, I said.
My name is Lachin Khan, and I'm from Georgia. And I've just converted to Islam. After General Sisyanov attacked Tbilisi, my friends and I immigrated to Tabriz, hoping to get revenge on the Russian general. He destroyed our lands. Those devils, we heard that the people of Tabriz have decided to go to war. We're here to join you. All we have left in the world is our courage, and it's yours.
We're devoting it to you.
We're devoting it to you!
Devoted to your country in honor, Lachin Khan. You must know, we're not doing this to destroy them or get revenge. We're attacking the Russians to get our occupied territories back. Do you understand? Why have you covered your face, brave soldier?
I am ashamed, Your Highness. I was a gunman in Tehran. Living there didn't help me much, so I came back to Tabriz. I wanted to serve as a simple worker, but then I heard you're hiring soldiers to combat the Russians.
Welcome, brave man. If being a fake bride was a disgrace, then this is an absolute honor for you to now combat the Russians. I am ashamed for not knowing what this brave man was capable of doing. The army must leave in 2 days henceforth. All the soldiers' weapons must be filled with lead and gunpowder.
You want it?
How old is it?
I don't know.
Aren't you Iranian?
If you want to buy it, then buy it. I don't like nosy people.
You're so cranky. I'll buy it.
Thank you. looking for the palace. Where is it?
Over there, in the back.
Why are you going to the palace, girlie?
It's none of your business.
When I saw you from the platform, you looked a little lost. I thought, maybe you're an immigrant who might suddenly get robbed.
It's not good.
What?
The tobacco. You said you could help me. How can you help me? How?
What do you want?
I want to see the King of Iran.
Wait. Where are you coming from?
I came from Tiflis. I'm an immigrant. I'm here to see the King of Iran, no matter what it takes. I've come all the way from Tiflis just to see him in Tehran.
And if you still can't see him?
You said you could help me.
Rest tonight. We'll leave it till tomorrow. That's best.
I'm a decent woman, sir.
Hey!
You've got the wrong person.
Why are you so angry, mademoiselle? I wanted to take you to my old mother's house so you can rest.
Are you Christian?
An Armenian from Yerevan.
I'm Christian, too. From the Bagratid dynasty.
A Christian princess? What a coincidence. Please get on. I will now take you to the king's citadel. You know, us Christians, we should stick together.
Really?
Who do you think the king is? After you.
Step aside!
Oh, stop it! Finish your work! You drive me mad every morning! Each day and every morning, it's the same thing. Well, this week we had 3 divorces. Well, 2 temporary marriages, 3 children died and 1 mother died. Died while giving birth, good for her. It's been such a chaotic week. Such a tiresome week. Hey, what do you think you're doing over there? How dare you walk in here like that? Do you think this is the backyard of your house? What have you done to yourself? Do you think you're more attractive like that? You look more like you're in mourning.
Quiet. I have a guest. She'll stay with you for a while, and then I'll come and get her.
In your dreams! I can't understand a word you're saying!
You are advised to shut up.
I'll hit you!
Come in, please. She will stay with you until this evening, and she'll be taken to the royal court. She's a traveler. A traveler from the royal
Bagratit.
Yes. She came from Georgia, Tbilisi. May I?
Wait right there. Oh my God! I'm so very glad that you have a new job now. How great for you! You horrid creep! This is how you dress up and go to the streets and find a wife for that king of yours?
If I didn't do this, then you wouldn't have a job. Then there'll be no marriages and no divorces. So, of course, you can get lost. Bye-bye!
Well, you're very welcome here. Come and sit here. I want to know all about you, where you're from, and what your name is.
Ketvan.
It's a very nice name. Ketcool?
No, Ketvan.
Oh-ho.
Step aside. Step aside! What is this doll doing here? Have you told her who the top lady is here?
Oh, come on, dear. Don't start this again.
This stranger is a guest here for only a day. What if she stays for a day and then stays for two more days? She'll stay forever. Listen, Missy, this palace has one top lady, only one bird, with 1,000 colors, and that's Tavus. If you decide to stay here, I will peck your head until you leave.
Tavus? Tavus is a kind of bird. She must be crazy, huh? What does top lady mean anyway?
Ketvan? The moment has finally arrived. The king has summoned you.